Happy New Year to all our Voice of America listeners. This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Thanks for tuning in this evening. Welcome to the sunny side of sports.
Stand up! Stand up!
Friends, we can all listen to The Sunny Side of Sports.
Yes, my friend.
The Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports.
The Sunny Side of Sports Show.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Sunny Side of Sports. Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
Stand up. Stand up.
It's a big sports week in Ghana's capital, Accra, which will host the Confederation of African Football's annual awards ceremony on Thursday evening, and two nights later, a world championship fight. The CAF Awards will be held at the Accra International Conference Center, and the WBO interim junior featherweight title bout between Ghana's Isaac Dogbe and Mexico's Cesar Juarez will be staged at the Bukom Boxing Arena in Accra. Our friend in Accra, Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori, will have a report on the Dogbe-Juarez fight. But first, the CAF Awards, recognizing football achievement in 2017. Reports from Ghana say Liberia's president-elect George Weah is one of the dignitaries who's expected to attend the festivities in Accra. Politics aside, the 51-year-old Weah is regarded as one of the greatest African footballers of all time. In 1995, he was named FIFA's World Player of the Year, and he also won the Ballon d'Or, becoming the first and to date, only African player to win these awards. President-elect George Weah is also a three-time winner of the African Footballer of the Year Award, the top prize to be handed out in Accra Thursday evening. The three finalists for the 2017 award are Mohamed Salah of Egypt and Liverpool, Sadio Mane of Senegal and Liverpool, and Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang of Gabon and Borussia Dortmund, who won the award in 2015. The nominees for 2017 African Women's Player of the Year are Asisat Ashola of Nigeria, Christina Gatlana of South Africa, and Gabrielle Aboudi Ongwene of Cameroon. Ashola previously was named African Women's Player of the Year in 2014 and 2016. The Coach of the Year nominees are Gernot Rohr, the German who guides the World Cup-bound Super Eagles of Nigeria, Hector Cooper, the Argentine who manages the World Cup-bound Pharaohs of Egypt, and Hussein Amouda, the Moroccan who manages Wydad Casablanca Football Club. Several other prizes will also be presented at the Accra International Conference Center on Thursday evening. Meanwhile, at the Bukom Boxing Arena in Accra, local favorite Isaac Royal Storm Dogbe goes after a world title Saturday when he takes on Mexico's Cesar Juarez. Reporter Kwabena Quicksilver Ofori tells us more from Accra.
Ghana's professional boxer Isaac Dogbe will this Saturday meet Mexican Cesar Juarez in a WBO junior featherweight title bout in Accra Bukom Arena. The Mexican boxer, who arrived in Ghana last weekend accompanied by his father Margarito Juarez, claims he is a real warrior and has no problem going to his opponent's home to fight and win. But Isaac Dogbe, during his final workout, thought otherwise.
Cesar Juarez is a warrior on his own, taking the fight and coming to Ghana for us to put this historic event together. Of course, champ has been there. He knows the feeling. He knows how it is to win a world title. I'm here to experience that. So it's going to be a great fight. Like I said, he's been there. He's done it. He's seen it all. It's now my turn to carry on, you know, and take the baton to the next level. It's been almost 20 years. A world title fight has not been staged here in Ghana. And Isaac Dogbe, I really believe I'm blessed. You know, the Lord Almighty is using me for something great, and you are yet to see the best out of me. So if it can last for one round, then that's when the plan A, B, C, D to Z, they can come in, they can come in, whatever. But Team Dogbe, we always make adjustments to whatever. We are prepared to go the whole 12, you know, we're prepared to go the whole mile. But I know this fight is not going to last the 12 rounds. I believe in myself, and I know God is going to prevail on the night of the fight.
Dogbe said he's going for a knockout.
It's
going
to be a knockout. I don't see this fight going the full distance, 12 rounds. No, I don't see it.
At the training was former Ghanaian professional boxer, Professor Azuma Nelson. Azuma gave his comments.
Dogbe is a world-class boxer, and Saturday he's going to be a new champion in the world. I know I've seen him as a champion already, you know, but it's just a matter of, you know, entering to the ring, you know, and prove it.
That was Professor Azuma Nelson, one of the finest boxers from Bukom in Accra. For the Sunny Side of Sports, Kwabena Fore in Accra.
Thanks, Kwabena. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Elsewhere in pro boxing, American Terrence Bud Crawford is expected to move up to the welterweight class, 147 pounds, during 2018. Crawford scored a spectacular third-round knockout of Namibia's Julius Ndongo last year to become the sport's undisputed champion at 140 pounds, the junior welterweight category. In this Sunny Side of Sports highlight for 2017, let's look back on Crawford's victory, beginning with some post-fight comments from the American boxer.
Well, first and foremost, I got to thank God for blessing me with the victory. But it feels great. It feels, man, like a dream come true. I like to thank everybody that came out. I like to thank Nebraska, America. I did this for all of us.
That's American Terrence Bud Crawford, pro boxing's undisputed champion at 140 pounds. That's the junior welterweight category. In a world title unification fight in Lincoln, Nebraska, Crawford knocked out Namibia's Julius Ndongo in the third round with a vicious body shot that sent Ndongo immediately to the canvas. It was the first loss of the 34-year-old Ndongo's prize-fighting career after 22 consecutive wins. But Ndongo, the blue machine from Namibia, had never faced anyone the caliber of Crawford, who is now being described as one of the best pound-for-pound fighters in the world today. Speaking after his humbling defeat, Julius Ndongo said, and I quote, "I didn't lose to just anyone. I lost to clearly one of the best. I'll be back." For his part, Terrence Bud Crawford remains unbeaten with his 32nd straight victory, 23 of them by knockout. Bud talks about the crippling blows that finished off Ndongo.
Oh, man, we've been practicing on body shots all camp. It's been a rough, tough camp. And everything that we worked on in camp, it came out today in the fight.
Terrence Crawford is not expected to be the king of the junior welterweight division for much longer. More than a few boxing analysts, including our reigning prince of pugilistics, Namdi Hollywood Moweta, think Crawford will be moving up to the welterweight class. For now, though, here's what Bud has planned.
Well, I'm going fishing next, and then I'm going to rest up with my family, and then my coaches and my managers, they're going to see what's next for me.
That's Terrence Crawford of the USA, pro boxing's undisputed world junior welterweight champion. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on The Voice of America. Just ahead, an all-star point guard makes his National Basketball Association season debut after being sidelined by injury.
¶¶ Music Time in Africa offers splendid sounds from the continent that all humanity calls home. From the classics of yesteryear to the hot tracks of the moment. I offer you what you need. Free ear therapy and mind massage. Join me, I'm Heather Maxwell, for Music Time in Africa, every Saturday and Sunday at 0900, 2000, and 2100 UTC.
Hi, I'm Francis Tiafo. You're listening to Sunnyside of Sports on Voice of America.
I encourage our VOA listeners to check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny. Once again, that address, facebook.com/VOA Sunny. You'll see photos and videos, and you can post your comments. So check out the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page.
Voice of America, they're playing back.
In National Basketball Association news, star point guard Isaiah Thomas has made his long-awaited debut with the Cleveland Cavaliers, and he helped the club snap a three-game losing streak. The Cavaliers beat the visiting Portland Trail Blazers Tuesday night, 127-110. Thomas scored 17 points and played 19 minutes in his first game in more than 7 months. Isaiah Thomas hadn't played because of a torn muscle in his hip that ended his 2017 postseason with the Boston Celtics and threatened to end his career. After the victory against Portland, Isaiah Thomas had this to say.
I felt good. I mean, it felt like I was a rookie all over again. I haven't played in so long, but I mean, my teammates give me the utmost confidence. They want me to be who I am. They want me to be aggressive and score and make plays. So the easy thing is to going out there and doing it. So I'm just glad my shot was falling and I'm able to play the game of basketball again. I'm so happy about that.
Isaiah Thomas's teammates were definitely happy to see him playing again. LeBron James, who scored a team-high 24 points against Portland, hugged Thomas when he came off the court, as did Cleveland's head coach, Tyronn Lue. LeBron says he really didn't have any expectations for Thomas's return.
I just was like, one thing I knew that was going to happen for sure is when he was coming in. You know, and I knew that these fans were going to give him the ovation that he'd been waiting on, that he deserved. So that's the only thing I expected. And, you know, it's just when you have a long, absence like that, you just want to see one go in. You want to see one go in. You want to take a fall here, or you want to take someone hit you right where you've been injured. And if you can respond to that, then you feel real good about, you know, the rest of the game and, you know, all of that happened for him tonight.
Cleveland Cavaliers basketball star LeBron James. In more NBA news, Greg Popovich of the San Antonio Spurs has moved into fifth place in career coaching victories after Tuesday night's 100-91 road win over the New York Knicks. Popovich now has 1,176 NBA coaching victories, all with the Spurs, as well as 5 NBA titles. Popovich broke a tie in terms of coaching victories with George Karl. For our VOA basketball fans keeping score, Don Nelson has the most NBA coaching victories with 1,335. Lenny Wilkins is next at 1,332. LaMarcus Aldridge scored 29 points for San Antonio in their victory over the Knicks, while teammate Kawhi Leonard had a season-high 25 points. From New York, the Spurs traveled to Philadelphia for another game later Wednesday night against the Philadelphia 76ers. Philadelphia's young center from Cameroon, Joel Embiid, is not expected to play later tonight because of an injury to his right hand late in the fourth quarter of Philadelphia's 123-110 victory over the Phoenix Suns on New Year's Eve. Embiid hurt his right hand going for an inbounds pass and did not return to the game. X-rays after the game determined the hand was not broken, and Embiid says he likely just sprained it. So we hope he gets back on the court soon. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
Voice of America!
I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Joining us on the show this evening is Brianna Muir, who will be covering sports social media trends for us. Brianna, welcome to the program, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year and sporty greetings, Sonny.
Sporty greetings to you, Brianna. Can you talk a little bit about your interest in sports?
Absolutely. From an early age, I began watching sports with my father. In college and grad school, I turned my passion of watching sports into my dream career. I have been working in the sports industry for the past 5 years. My most recent experiences include interning for the Washington Wizards and DC United's television production departments, and also the Washington Redskins broadcast network. A few of my favorite sports memories growing up include France's national team taking home the 1998 FIFA World Cup and the Los Angeles Lakers' Robert Horry 2002 buzzer beater over the Sacramento Kings.
So are you a Lakers fan, Brianna?
Not so much. I'm more of a San Antonio Spurs fan.
Okay, Greg Popovich.
Great coach.
Well, Brianna, with the Winter Olympics officially opening next month in South Korea, I understand you recently had a chance to meet a top U.S. speed skater with ties to Africa. Can you tell our VOA listeners about that?
Luckily, I had the opportunity to recently interview Mame Biney. Biney is 17 years old, and she is the first African-American teen to make the U.S. Olympic speed skating team. Here are a few facts about Biney. Not only is she high-spirited, bubbly, and humble, she is.
I just hope that everyone, like, sees how fun this sport is when you can just like go fast and just like be awesome. Not saying I'm awesome or anything, just like feel good about yourself. Be proud of yourself. That's it.
Secondly, Biney is from Ghana. Biney immigrated from Ghana to Rockville, Maryland when she was 5 years old to live with her father. Her father noticed a nearby ice rink where a sign in front read, "Learn to skate." He asked her if she wanted to give it a try, and the rest was history. Every morning, she would bounce out of bed to wake up her father for early morning practices. At first, she tried figure skating, but a coach noticed how fast she was and encouraged her to take up speed skating. Although speed skating isn't common in West Africa, Biney hopes girls watch her and pursue something they love.
Since speed skating or any ice sport isn't really an option back in Africa, I would just tell all the little kids back there just to find something that you love and be happy and just have fun with it, because why are you going to do something if you don't have fun?
And last but not least, she is extremely hardworking. Both her coaches and teammates believe her easygoing attitude, drive, and her hard work and competitive spirit make her great. Her teammate and childhood friend, Jeonzu Oh, had this to say about Biney.
When you first see her, she seems kind of intimidating because, like you just never know her. But then if you actually meet her, she's really friendly. And when she skates, she's amazing.
Biney is definitely someone to watch out. during the 2018 Winter Olympics.
Well, definitely watch out for her, Brianna. She really sounds very charismatic in her delivery and just talking with the press.
It was such an honor to speak to Bynie. I hope that she can win the gold.
Brianna Muir. Brianna will be covering sports social media trends for us. Thank you, Brianna. Well, let's go to the Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page for our listeners. The address is facebook.com/VOA Sunny, and we'll read a few comments from our VOA listeners. One of our loyal listeners, Magnus Chisholm Onwudiwe, he tuned in to the Sunny Side of Sports on New Year's Day. It was a boxing special featuring Nnamdi Hollywood Moeta, Floyd Money Mayweather, Isaac Royal Storm, Dogbe. He's going to be fighting this weekend in Accra, plus fabulous music from the late Nigerian Fela Kuti, and much, much more. And Magnus writes at my Facebook page, I heard you and Nnamdi commenting on both Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, Joseph Parker, Anthony Joshua, as well as the money man, Floyd Mayweather. Magnus says, it was interesting, punchy analysis. Once more, Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you, Magnus, the humble apostle of the Sunny Side of Sports. Ben Nkanyimo also listened to the program, said, Sunny, Happy New Year. Enjoyed the show. Ben from Anambra, Nigeria. Happy New Year to you, Ben. At my Sunny Side of Sports Facebook page, you can also see a photo of me in studio with Shaka Sali, the popular host of our Straight Talk Africa program. And Shaka has a quote that I like at the start of every year, and he occasionally says it on Straight Talk Africa. Shaka says, remember, let's get better, not bitter. Let's get better in the new year, not bitter. Jeremiah Otin says, Sonny, waiting to see you again on Straight Talk Africa with Shaka Sali and your analysis on the World Cup 2018. Yes, indeed. The World Cup in Russia will be the big sporting event of the new year. And maybe I can maybe squeeze Shaka's elbow a little bit and say, Shaka, let's do a special World Cup program this year with five African teams going to Russia, including the Super Eagles of Nigeria. As I mentioned earlier in the show, Nigeria's head coach, Gernot Rohr from Germany, he is up for one of the awards on Thursday night in Accra as Coach of the Year, as well as the head coach from Egypt, Mr. Cooper. He's also been nominated head of the World Cup bound Super Eagles. Let's read a few more comments at my Facebook page. Joshua Zenit, another loyal listener in Sapele, Nigeria. I should preface Joshua's name with Sir Joshua. I have given him royal designation. Sir Joshua writes, I've got a feeling we're going to have a terrific year. A terrific year, writes Joshua. Happy New Year, Sonny, to you and all VOA listeners. Yes, indeed, we do wish all our listeners a Happy New Year. We'll have much more on the World Cup in Russia, as well as those CAF Awards coming up in Accra, Ghana, this week on the Sunny Side of Sports. And that wraps up the January 3rd edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Misha Dubinsky. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
I get it.
Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
As part of the U.S. government's ongoing efforts to improve the health of all Ugandans, the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, recently launched a new $28.3 million initiative to strengthen health services in the Acholi region. This five-year project, called the Regional Health Integration to Enhance Services in Northern Uganda, Acholi, or Rights Acholi Activity, will enable Northern Uganda health districts to provide better medical services to Ugandans. Working with local partners, the Rights Acholi Activity will increase health care provider availability, improve access to medications and commodities, promote effective equipment operation and maintenance, and improve management of health services. Additionally, the activity will promote the adoption of healthy behaviors by raising awareness at the individual, provider, and community levels with the goals of reducing delays in seeking care and lowering barriers to service usage. USAID awarded the Rights Acholi Project to University Research Corporation, LLC, a global health organization with a long history of working in Uganda. This initiative is part of the U.S. government's annual investment of approximately $500 million in Uganda's health sector. The U.S. is proud to work with its partner, Uganda, to improve the health care and well-being of the people of Uganda.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.
Hello, I am Shaka Sali. Join me on Straight Talk Africa every Wednesday as we discuss topics of special interest to Africans, including politics, economic development, press freedom, health, social issues, and conflict resolution. Take your pick. Watch on television, log on to the internet, or listen right here on the radio.
VOA Africa has built a successful, effective social media strategy through Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and other digital platforms. We are responding to our audience on the African continent and in the global diaspora. We believe in the power of connection and interaction to bring you news that is comprehensive, accurate, and objective. We see the changes in technology as an opportunity to engage with our audiences about the issues that affect them. At VOA Africa, we don't just report the news, we help shape the conversation on the continent. VOA, your trusted source for news and information.
Hello, Africa. This is James Barty, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.